Hello, everybody. What's going on? It's been a long time since I put out one of these jewel of a podcast that I have. So, no guest today. Don't know when I'm going to, I may not get this podcast ever going back to a regular scheduled programming. Kind of started during COVID and all that. You guys know that if you've been listening. You probably wonder what happened to me. A lot of things happened to me. A lot of things happened to everybody. But here we are, almost fucking 4 years into this podcast. Did I just drop the F-bomb? Oh, no. Anyway, what's up with me lately? It's just, I can tell you right now, I'm sitting on a dreary-ass day in Salt Lake City. Snow on the mountains, gray clouds everywhere. Looks like it's coming back through another snowstorm. A lot of those lately. Music-wise, what has changed? I'm just slammed, man, with Jeff Lawrence and Warhorse. We're playing all the time. A lot more than I really want to play because it's mostly cover tunes, which is, it's good money because I got to stop doing security work for concerts and stuff, which I kind of miss in a lot of ways. But, I mean, now I make more money just playing gigs. It's just, and I try to keep my band busy because they're, especially my drummer, a little more reliable, or relies a little more, I should say, on the money from the music. I got a day gig now, man. I got a real people job in the daytime. As you guys know, I drive a truck. Pretty happy with that. So much less stress. All those years I taught music, I was stressed to the max. Truck driving can be stressful, too, because you got to drive in a big old machine that can do a lot of damage if you don't, But as long as you pay attention and, take it slow and do everything you're supposed to do, you really don't got too much to worry about. Sometimes the weather can get you a little, especially out here in the high desert. Sometimes the wind will blow your ass right off the road. Anyway, got that going on. Still doing a lot of other things. Got the CCR band. We got a gig coming up next Saturday on December 10th. Which is, the Gary Drano Experience, the Jimi Hendrix tribute band, is going to play before us, the CCR band. And then just the Warhorse, we got some gigs, Jeff Lawrence and Warhorse. We got the December 17th at the SL up in Ogden. Got Bob Smith on the drums there. Got plays with the Gorgeous Gourds and plays with Gary Drano, too. Filling in for my guy, playing Christmas shows with Charlie Jenkins. I guess he's doing. That has to kind of prioritize over me. December 18th, we're over at Snow Basin Ski Resort up there. I guess that town is kind of, people think of it as Ogden, kind of North Utah, but nice ski resort. It's probably technically Mountain Green or Huntsville or something, Utah, up in the mountains. December 23rd, back at the S-Hell, like a couple days for a Christmas show. Might have my Santa hat on, I don't know. And then December 31st, New Year's Eve, we are back at the Notch Pub in Camas, Utah, doing the New Year's Eve thing. That's going to be a fun one. Those two places are probably our best gigs, the Cabin up in Park City and Camas, the Notch Pub, just because we tend to get a better response there than most other places. And so we're living in Utah. We're probably one of the only bands that rarely play Salt Lake. And that's probably to the detriment of my rhythm section, since they both live in Salt Lake, which I don't. we're always kind of driving forward to the shows. But, that's kind of what my December music stuff looks like. I do have new T-shirts out, Jeff Lawrence and Warhorse T-shirts. All you got to do is you can directly contact me through this podcast. Whatever you're listening to it on, anchor.fm/Jeff-Lawrence. You can hit me up under jefflawrencegroup@gmail.com. Direct message me and I'll send you over a good dark gray Jeff Lawrence and Warhorse t-shirt. They're good quality shirts. Nothing on the back, just on the front. You can see them on my Instagram. My hot ass wife modeling those, which is it's J Law Music Man. And yeah. So there it is. And then I gotta tell you, you know, this kind of sucked. And I may have talked about this on the last podcast, which now is this isn't going to happen. So, there was a band called, what the fuck were they called? It was a country band called Hazard County. That's right. And they had some pretty good gigs. They were a straight-up country band, pretty good gigs. Their singer decided he's just going to not, I think he just decided he was just going to be out of the bar band music part of the business thing. He's an older guy, probably just didn't want to do it anymore. So they contacted me, or I contacted them unknowingly because I didn't know that he had quit the band, but and I'm pretty good friends with their bass player, and talked to them about starting a new country band. I've always wanted to, my band's pretty much rock. I always wanted to do like a classic country type band. So they said, well, why don't you just start, you can be the lead singer of this band, and we'll just change the name, and we're going to change the name to Firewater. And then you can just cover that, and then we'll play the same country bars and all that. So I said, cool. But then all of a sudden, the guitar player started talking like, he don't want me to do any guitar solos. They're not going to... I like to 2.5 step lower when I'm singing all night long. It's just a little easier. So then they decided they're not going to do that. Then he's like, they had me go buy an acoustic guitar. I bought for like $700, and then all this shit. And then, then they picked all the set lists, even though I'm the one having to sing the shit. Then pretty soon they just decided, he sends me a stupid message. Hey, we decided to go in another direction here. We don't want a 2.5 step down. And this is just the guitar player talking. The other guys probably don't even know any of this shit. So I'm in the band 2-3 weeks, learning songs, bought a new acoustic. We ain't even met yet. I've never even met the guys live except for the bass player. And then all of a sudden I'm out of the band. I'm done. And we ain't even started yet. So now I'm stuck with this acoustic guitar, which I can use the acoustic for. I didn't even own an acoustic guitar, which I could use it for the CCR band. I've always been a nylon string guy when it comes to that, if I go soft. So now they're called 7 Day Diablo. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but I have no luck with country bands. I think I've been kicked out of 4 bands and or fired, whatever you want to say, and in my whole 35, 40-year career of this shit. And they've all been country bands in Utah. And none of them were that damn good. I mean, Jaegertown, we was kind of... I mean, I was going to quit that band anyway. I don't know if they kicked me out or I quit, because I kind of told them I wasn't going to do some of the gigs anymore, and then they kind of let me go. But at least they draw people, but I wasn't making no more money than I make with my own band. And I got with a... JD and the whatever the fuck band, Brass Saddle Band, and his, I mean, we weren't making no money there, and they pretty much sucked ass anyway. This band would have been pretty good, but I mean, the guitar player wants to run everything, and he's kind of the shits on the guitar anyway. I could play better guitar than him all day long, yet he wanted to do it all, which I don't care, but a lot of people come to see me play some solos, so having me not play any is kind of stupid. And I don't know, there was one other, I was with Doug Lane's band, and bands like that, they want somebody that's just going to do whatever the guy leading the band tells them to do, and I ain't that kind of person. I'm going to voice up my opinion. I mean, I got 40 years fucking experience in this shit. So, I mean, really a little more than that. And I mean, you might want to listen to what I'm fucking saying. None of these other people have even close to that much. And then later on, they realize I was right most of the time. And I don't do that with my band. I got my own band, and I pick the song list and stuff. But if one of my guys say, hey, why don't we do this? Sure. I'll just say, sure, let's do it. If somebody says, well, hey, I want to sing this song, no problem, sing it. I don't have no problem. I don't tell my band what to do. I book the gigs and pick the songs. Usually it's better if the singer picks the songs because we have to sing the shit. Like this other band that I was just talking about, they were having me sing Vince Gill and all this crazy shit. I don't know who they think I am. Not that I can't pull off Vince Gill, but I mean, they were running the gamut on me, having me Randy Travis, Vince Gill. Do you know the wide range you have to have to pull off both of those in a decent manner? And then the Chris Stapleton, and then they have me learning this shit that nobody's ever heard of, and I just fed up with that kind of going through that kind of shit, man. So Utah has been the weirdest music scene. It wasn't weird in Georgia. It was harder in Georgia because there were so many more musicians, but actually probably get less gigs in Georgia, really, if I moved back there, which I probably never will do. Just there's so many bands. And here I get treated pretty well. But, I'm stuck doing, I've tried to do smooth jazz, I've tried to do country, and just always get pinned back into doing classic rock, which I guess, I guess we do it pretty well. We always get booked. I'm booked almost the whole next year again already. So, there's that. And what else? Oh, you know what else has been a pain in my ass? And I'm not kidding at all. Literally, figuratively, a pain in my ass. I had hemorrhoid surgery. That's right, folks. Why am I telling you this? Because if you're thinking about doing this, holy shit, it ain't fun. So you go in, and I didn't even have to have it done. I didn't have crazy-ass bleeding, gigantic hemorrhoids all the time, but I drive a truck, so when I do have them, it sucks because I'm sitting on my ass half the time. But anyway, you have them removed. You leave, you got stitches in your ass. Imagine taking a crap with stitches in your ass. That's all I'm gonna tell you. If you ever think about doing it, this surgery, just be prepared for borderline going into toxic shock when you have to take a crap. I wasn't planning on getting on this subject, but hey, that's just, sometimes you got to talk shit. You know what I'm talking about? What else is going on? I don't know. I may even be pro wrestling again. New startup company called Survival of the Fittest. And I'm kind of a Survival of the Fittest Wrestling. They're calling it STF Wrestling. I don't like the name one bit, but not my company. But I'm kind of part of their, I've been kind of advising them a lot on starting up the thing. They haven't taken really any of my advice. They've been going, which is going to bite them in the ass because I have experience in that too. But as of right now, I may be wrestling at age 54 years old, February 25th. Down in Sandy, Utah. Don't know for sure if I'm going to do it. I mean, if it's something I can, I ain't no spring chicken, so I can't be doing backflips and over people's heads and landing on their chest and jumping out of the ring and all this crazy shit. So, but yeah, it's something that somebody willing to work with an old dude that can, I can still pull off a match and be entertaining. We'll see. That's the plan right now anyway. But we'll see where that goes. That's February 25th. They do have Medusa coming in, or the Alundra Blaze if you're an 80s WWF guy person. But Medusa's coming in. Terry Gordy's daughter. I can't even remember her first name. Damn, that sucks. But anyway, she's coming in. And Terry Gordy was one of the fabulous Freebirds back in the day. And then, a lot of local people, a couple people from Colorado, New Mexico, places like that, maybe Idaho. So, we'll see how it goes. It's not a... I'm booked, but I could change. I could change it myself. But that's about it. I mean, I've got some... I'll probably, chime in around day after Christmas. I started the show the day after Christmas 2020 or 2019. I can't remember. So I usually put up a show the day after Christmas and kind of tell how it's going to go. I've had a few of the people that's been on before contact me back about coming on again. I just really haven't been able to make it work. I just been slammed. I work all week long and I play gigs all weekend. And I got a family I got to be there for, and just hadn't had even an hour to sit down and talk the shit. So that could change, though, you know, if my gigs slow up. And, you know, the older I get, I suppose my gigs will slow down. But I thought they already would. I thought I'd already be written off by now, but booked more than I've ever been. We'll see. But if they ever do, I'll get the podcast back rolling good. As far as some of the other people that's been on the show, Liz Spencer, she's one of my favorites. You should check out her stuff. She's got put some new stuff out. Southpaw City, the lady that sings for Southpaw City just won Female Vocalist of the Year in Nashville for some award show. I can't even remember her name or the award show. I wasn't planning on talking a lot about this, but anyway, the band SheCog, they're out there, Doom Cupcake, all those bands putting out a lot of stuff with our old sponsor, Black Doomba Records. They're having a big sale for Christmas, selling a lot of vinyl, 50% off. That'll get you Grave Huffer and Dire Wolf and some of the bands he has under his go. A lot of the bands I don't think are still around that were on my show. Like, I don't think, you know, some of them are, some of them aren't. That's just the nature of the beast. That's just how it goes. But they are, you know, go back and check out. I do want to say, you know, we talked about earlier, Myra Hall was on the show, and she's a kind of producer, director of a lot of the show bands in town. She's stage 4 cancer, so, but she's still with us, so that's good. A lot of that kind of stuff going on. We're no longer doing the Tom Petty thing because of that, the Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks thing. Speaking of the Stevie Nicks thing, Christine McVie passed away yesterday. Fleetwood Mac, she was really a talented person. I never really thought she fit into rock and roll. She had such a kind of a, I don't know, her voice was not, I can't even know what I'm trying to say here. Her voice was real clean and, you know, compared to Stevie Nicks, who has that raspy voice. And then she was a piano player. I always thought she would have done well in like the Carole King, James Taylor area. But she made a lot of good songs, a lot of impact in the music business. 79 years old. Fleetwood Mac, Christine McVie. Another thing that had happened a couple of weeks ago that was kind of off the cuff, and it was hard to do, but I did it. You should check this guy out too. His name is Jared Turner, and I may have him on the podcast if I haven't hit him up about it yet. But he's a country singer out of Missouri, and he has a record deal out of Nashville, and they were coming through Utah, or he was, to do this showcase for the Rocky Mountain Association of Fairs. And I don't know if you've ever been part of one of these, or any musicians out there. I did one in Wyoming once with Jagertown. Well, you basically play for a crowd of people that book fairs, and if they like you, they book you at their fair. You know, there's, you know, all the different county fairs all over the West. This one covered 7 states, I think, anywhere that near the Rocky Mountains, even into Canada. And they were coming through town. He had a bass player coming from Missouri, where he's from, and he had a drummer coming from Nashville. And they didn't have a guitar player, so somebody recommended me. I think it was my buddy Dave from, Dave from Reloaded recommended me. And I already had a gig that night. It was a couple weeks back on a Saturday. It was freaky because, you know, I already had a gig that night, but he says, "Oh, man, you can probably pull this off because it's at 8 o'clock and it's only 15 minutes. It's 5 songs. You'll be done by 8:30, you shoot down to your gig, starts at 10 at the bar, you'll be able to do it." I said, all right, sounds good. So I learned the songs, and then about 3 days later, I found out he does them all in different keys. So I had to kind of relearn them, but that's okay. It was pretty good. I like the songs, and I liked playing them. I pulled it together, showed up down there, not too far from my house to do the gig, but we get there, and of course, it's running behind. Everything always does. Guys comes up to me and says, "Man, you ain't never going to make your gig at 10 o'clock. Luckily, I thought ahead and kind of realized, you know, this is where experience comes in, where some people wouldn't listen, but I knew better. I went down to the bar earlier that day and set up all my shit. And then I had a second rig for the country thing that I did. So I went back up, did the thing, played the 5 songs, nailed it. And I loved, you know, Jared's a good guy. And I met the guys in his band were really great. I really made some good friends there. Chase, the bass player, really liked that guy. And didn't see any really local people. There's a lot of people from other states. A lot of pretty talented people. Anyway, I did the gig. Hauled ass like 40 miles to the other gig. Got there 10 minutes before that gig started. Got it, you know, my shit was already set up. All I had to do was plug in my guitar and throw a microphone in front of the amp. Sound guy was freaking out because I was running behind, but I told him ahead of time I would be. But I, you know, I made it. Don't recommend that, but I mean, I couldn't turn down the money. I made a lot of money that day. So, but anyway, check out Jared Turner. I believe it's J-A-R-R-O-D, with 2 R's. Turner, you know, it's spelled Turner. Hopefully I will have him on the show, and I think you'll like it. If you like, you know, Eric Church and that kind of country music, you're going to like it. It's good songs. I got kind of addicted to listening to one of them that I don't even think has been released yet. It was called, I won't say what it's called because he hasn't released it yet. So I'll just let it. But just look up Jared Turner on Spotify. That's about it for me today. I'm not going to talk any politics. You know, I got a long time ago, I saw an Elvis interview one time, and I don't know why this dawned on me, but with all the crazy politics that's gone on, I've lost some friends, I've lost some family members, just because, and it's just stupid. And then I saw this old Elvis interview once, and this was back in probably 70s. I guess it had to be, he died in the 70s. But they said, they were asking him, do you think musicians, do you have anything to say about the war? I think they were asking about the war or some kind of Watergate or something. I can't remember. And he's like, you know, I'm just an entertainer and a singer. I just keep those things to myself. And I know why he said it. I mean, he's got a huge audience, and he was probably told to say it. But, he probably actually really felt that way, too. I mean, he didn't want to alienate people. Because then right after that, they asked him, do you think all artists should be that way? He says, no, I don't. And they can say what they want. But I started thinking about that. I was like, who really gives a shit what I say about politics? I have been a politician. I ran for mayor, and I've taken some political science classes and stuff. I mean, I was planning on going into it, and still may. But in the long scheme of things, I'm the same way. I'm a truck driver and I'm a guitar player and a singer. And nobody really gives a shit. I'm not going to change anybody's mind. And then, you know, I agree with people on both sides. I do draw the line at certain points, like the January 6th insurrection thing. Like, I'm not anybody that supports that. I really can't talk to you. I mean, they took Nazi flags through the Capitol building. I mean, you can't really, how are you going to call yourself a good American and you support people carrying Nazi flags through the Capitol building trying to kill the vice president and shit? And then deny the election when all the courts say no proof of it. And they were all Republican judges that, you know, that Trump put in there and stuff. It's like the whole committee was Republican. I think it was majority anyway. That's everybody they interviewed in the committee was a Republican. There's, you know, and I just can't go with you down that road. And then when you start saying, well, you know, Hillary Clinton's running a running pedophile rings out of pizza parlors and shit. I cannot go down any of those roads with anybody on any of that shit. I understand why people vote both ways, and I don't have any problem with that. But if you're just gonna flat out believe the dumbest, craziest shit with no proof, I can't be with you on it. I can't be with Trump, having Thanksgiving dinner with a white supremacist. I'm not doing any of that. But I am no longer going to be engaging with any of that with anybody. If somebody starts arguing with that, I'm just going to shut it down. I'm like, I'm going to do what Elvis said. I'm going to keep that stuff to myself. And if it's the batshit crazy stuff, I probably won't talk to you anymore. If it's social media, I may unfriend you, block you, and ghost you. I don't know if you just vote the other way because, I got good friends that vote the other way and they don't believe in the crazy stuff. And I'm cool with that, and that's fine. So that's where I am with all that. But anyway, that's about all I'm going to do. Wrap it up for today. And I will, like I said, I'll probably check in with you on a couple weeks and the day after Christmas. So maybe even before that. You never, never know. All right. Until next time. Peace out. Have yourself a very merry Christmas.
In case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.